It sounds strange, might sound foolish, but things ain't getting better. Every day another fall victim to the Beretta. Why is there so much violence killing me one another? Let us learn to love and let that light shine brighter. Bad influence, you influence the youth, them get slaughtered. As bad as bad man used to be, them respect the father. It's like no eyes, no realize the times get harder. Me talk at night without my mind and still is laughter. Circumstances made me what I am. Was I born a violent man? Circumstances made me what I am. And everyone should know him say, when I try to cope, tell myself there is hope. It seems like the biggest joke. And as I put down the gun, still the lads must run. I know employment can't come. And me a jam and a cool one go back in a school. The system lick me. There's no hope for those who have not from the slum. Take the little much we have still hunting me down. I'm begging to show some love. When we get back, he replied, circumstances made me what I am. Was I born a violent man? Circumstances made me what I am. And everyone should know. Well, I know little cry, mama cry, papa cry too. She want the boy with her heart and that could do. You know them find him dead with a Smith and Wesson. 6 weeks and change now, me a remiss. Why so much violence, too much violence? It hurts my soul and I won't keep silent. Circumstances made me what I am. That was his reply, I cry. Circumstances made me what I am. Everyone should know. May sound strange, might look foolish, but things ain't getting better. Every day another fall victim to the Beretta. Why is there so much violence killing me one another? Let us learn to love and let that light shine brighter. Bad influence, you influence the youth, them get slaughtered. As bad man used to be, them respect the father. It's like no eyes, I realize the times get harder. I talk at night with all my might and still is laughter. Circumstances made me what I am. Was I born a violent man? Circumstances made me what I am. And everyone should know now. And when I try to cope, tell myself there is hope. It seems like the biggest joke. And as I put down the gun, collateral must run. I know employment can't come. And me a think about cool one go back in a school. The system lick me. There's no hope for those who have not from the slum.
Hey, watch out, party people. Oh, it's fucking crowded in here. Hey, Woody Woodpecker says, all right, I'm going to go try and milk it out.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
WMFO advert.
Shut up,
gun.
Touch of your hand makes my pulse react. That it's only the thrill of boy meeting girl, opposites attract. It's physical, only logical. You must try to ignore that it means more than. I've got cause to be. There's a name for it. There's a phrase that fits. But whatever the reason, you do it for me. Oh, what's love got to do? It's got to do.
Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 8 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. And you're listening to 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford Touch Free Farm Radio. This is the Sunday, May 15th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. That means my name must be Donnelly Brown, and I'm here regularly every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. talking sports. And to get involved in the conversation, very simple, just have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. I'd love to hear your perspective on what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. We're also on the internet, www.wmfo.org, and we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and so we invite you to get involved, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. I'll be right back. Okay, 13 minutes past the hour of 4 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. This is the Sunday, May the 15th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sport, talking sports regularly every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. Let's go to National Basketball Association. No games played yesterday. Big game tonight. Today, however, Raptors and the Heat. The series is tied 3-3. And the winner gets to play the Cavaliers. I don't know how much of a windfall that will be, but that's the way the ball bounces. And since the Raptors are playing at home, I guess I will go with the Raptors. Both teams are banged up. Difficult to determine who's going to win what, but I think the Raptors should pull it out at home. Whoever plays the Cavaliers, I don't think they have much of a chance. And the other game, the Thunder versus the Warriors. I'll tell you, I'm surprised that the Thunder have come this far. The demise of the San Antonio Spurs was just shocking. I just assumed that they had added enough younger bodies to make up for the fact that Duncan, Parker, and Ginobili were heading south really fast. But they headed south faster than I thought they were going to head. And LaMarcus Aldridge and West didn't get that much playing time as I thought he would. And the other guys that were on the club who looked like they were, you know, ready to step in and take over and do great things to keep San Antonio in the run just weren't there. Kawhi Leonard and some of the other big names down that were down there. But anyway, Thunder daring duo of Durant and Westbrook just proved to be too much, and they pulled the other guys along with them. And so here we go. Thunder versus Warriors. I guess I got to go Warriors in that one. I think the Thunder's gone as far as they are going to go. Warriors are much too deep and talented, I think, to take it any further. We'll get back and talk more basketball. Actually, we're not going to go too far from basketball. But we'll talk about the draft and other things coming up. But right now, we're going to go to the WNBA. I saw a media line say, is the WNBA ever going to make it? Well, of course they're going to make it. They're not going to go anywhere. Women's basketball, college and the pros is at its height and can only go higher. Great, a lot of great players. Breonna Stewart coming out of college, Morgan Tuck, Mariah Jefferson, just to name a few, who are going to add something to the league. And we've got the old Connecticut people out there anyway, Bird and Maya Moore and Diana Taurasi, and it goes on and 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 on. So I don't see the WNBA demising in any way. And those who are basketball fans, I see no reason why they can't enjoy the women's game and support it as well. So, saying all that, the WNBA kicked off their season last night. And the Dallas Wings, I had to check out who the Wings were. They're the Dallas team. They defeated the Indiana Fever 90-79. The New York Liberty defeated the Washington Mystics 87-76. The Minnesota Lynx defeated the Phoenix Mercury, pounded the Phoenix Mercury, by the way, 95-76. Chicago Sky defeated the Connecticut Sun, 93-70. I thought the Sun was going to be improved this year. And the Atlanta Dream defeated the San Antonio Stars in overtime, 73-63. I would give you more scores. I would give you more info on that if I had more info. But I didn't get that much info. But anyway, like I said, with these stars who have been playing the game since the WNBA started, and some of them who have come along in keeping the game on top. All it needs, I think, is exposure. It would be nice if we had a team here in Boston as opposed to Connecticut. But anyway, we'll see what happens, and hopefully things will continue to progress upward and forward in the WNBA. 418 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial or on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, May 15th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, just have to give me a call. 617-627-3800 is the magic number. 617-627-3800. I'll be back.
Unfortunately, many people facing foreclosure believe they're on a one-way street.
How did I end up here?
Please take next exit.
What? But there is no exit.
It may not seem that way now, but I'm giving you the right directions to help you save your home from foreclosure.
Okay, talking to my GPS. I must really need help.
Facing foreclosure alone is stressful. That's why you need advice from a HUD-approved housing counselor. They offer expert, trustworthy advice that might help you avoid foreclosure no matter how difficult the situation seems.
It's difficult, all right.
And best of all, the advice is free.
Wow.
Now please exit this road you've been on for far too long.
Facing foreclosure? Don't go it alone. Get the right directions from a HUD-approved housing counselor today. For more information, visit www.hud.gov/fairhousing. That's hud.gov/fairhousing.
A public service message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
And also by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 425 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. In the National Hockey League, no games last night. The big playoff games begin today. And it is the Blues of St. Louis versus the Anaheim Ducks. The Sharks. San Jose Sharks, I'm sorry. Sharks and the Blues kick it off. And who's going to win? I haven't got a clue. I'm surprised that the Blues made it this far. And San Jose, I don't think I've seen them play at all this year. So, therefore, hey, be my guest. Call in and let me know who you think is going to win. And to do that, you have to call 617-627-3800. 617-627-3800. Okay, let's go to Major League Baseball. Yesterday in the National League, the Nationals 6 and the Marlins 4. That was the first game of a doubleheader. In the second game of the doubleheader, the Marlins 7 and the Nationals 1. The Red Hot Chicago Cubs 8. The Pirates 2. The Phillies 4 and the Reds 3. Padres 8 and the Brewers 7. Rockies 7 and the Mets 4. Giants 5 and the D-backs 3. The Dodgers 5 and the Cardinals 3. In interleague play, the Braves defeated the Royals 5-0. And over in the American League, the Yankees 2 and the White Sox 1. The Twins 6 and Cleveland 3. The Rays 6 and the A's 0. The Orioles 9 and the Tigers 3. Rangers 6 and the Blue Jays 5. That game went 10 innings. Angels 9, Mariners 7. And the Red Sox 6 and the Astros 5. That game went 11 innings. In the Red Sox game, Mookie Betts went 2-for-5, scored a run, got an RBI. He's hitting .298 on the season. Also got a walk. Jackie Bradley Jr., 1-for-5, got a walk. He's hitting .336 on the season. Xander Bogaerts went 3-for-6. He's the hit machine. Scored 3 runs with an RBI. He's hitting .340. David Ortiz went 3-for-5, scored a run. Got 3 RBIs and a walk. His 10th home run of the year also in there. Actually, he got a double, triple, and home run. He just missed a single for hitting for the cycle. He's hitting .320 on the season. Hanley Ramirez went 1-for-5. He's hitting .309. Travis Shaw, 1-for-3 with an RBI. 2 walks also. He's hitting .328. Rutledge played second base in place of Pedroia. Excuse me. We went 1-for-4, scored a run, he's hitting .348. Brock Holt went 1-for-5, didn't score at all. He's hitting .270. Christian Vasquez went 1-for-3, he's hitting .250. Dustin Pedroia pinch hit for him, he went 0-for-1, he's hitting .301. Hannigan got one time at bat, he went hitless, he's hitting .149. Can you imagine those batting averages? I can't imagine them. This looks like the 1946 Red Sox, someplace back there, way back there. Clay Buchholz started, went 6 innings, gave up 7 hits, 5 runs, all earned, a grand salami and another home run. But he settled down after that. He also had 3 walks, 5 Ks, his ERA is 6.11. All that came in the first 2 innings. Smith came in, pitched 2/3 of an inning, gave up 2 hits, no runs. He has not been scored upon as yet. Lane came in, pitched an inning, gave up a hit, 2 walks, struck out 1. He has a 1.93 ERA. Tozawa came in, pitched an inning in the 3rd, struck out 1. He has a 1.84 ERA. Kimbrel came in, pitched a clean inning. He has a 2.81 ERA. And Uehara came in, pitched an inning, gave up a hit, 1 walk, 2 strikeouts, a 2.93 ERA, and he got his 2nd win of the year. Well, the Red Sox and the Orioles seem to be slightly pulling away from the rest of the American League East. I think we knew that the Orioles were going to hit fairly well. Their pitching has been surprising. They'd be getting some good pitching from names that you wouldn't ordinarily think that they were going to come through in this way. But hey, who thought the Red Sox would have so many? I cannot remember. So many 300 hitters. I remember going back when I first started getting involved in baseball. The Red Sox had Ted Williams, of course, Bobby Doerr, and Johnny Pesky. And Don DiMaggio, who were consistent 300 hitters. But this has been, crazy. Mookie Betts, like I said, he got a sloth to a slow start, but he's hitting .298. Jackie Bradley Jr. hitting .336. Xander Bogaerts. Well, you thought that he would continue. You didn't think it was a fluke. The way he was hitting last year, he's hitting .340. He was number 2 in the American League in batting, and he looks like he's heading either for a championship title or at least another number 2 spot. David Ortiz, the retiring man, 10th home run yesterday, triple, double, and he's hitting .320 on the season. Hanley Ramirez went .309. He's hitting .309, and showing that left field was not his position, but he's doing fairly well defensively at first base. Hasn't made an error, I don't believe, and over the shoulder injury, and he is hitting the ball at .309. Travis Shaw, everybody wondered whether he was a half a season wonder or a portion of a season wonder. He's hitting better this year than he hit last year. Not quite as many home runs as yet, but he got a couple. And he's hitting .328. Now, Rutledge is taking the Brock Holt position. He's coming off the bench, hitting .348 and playing good defense all over the infield, playing primarily at second and third. I don't think he's played short yet. And Brock Holt, everybody wondered whether he would be a one that they would get the book on once they started playing regularly. He's hitting a strong .270. Christian Vasquez and Hannigan, anything you get out of them, that's gravy. And Dustin Pedroia is hitting a solid .301. And he's healthy, and they're resting him. And so We look forward to good things. The top of that batting order is going to be, something else as far as I can see. Who has the better pitching, Boston or Baltimore? I think it's yet to be seen because we have Kelly and Erod coming back off the injured list. We've been easing Smith back into the bullpen. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of moves they would make. I wouldn't give up on Buchholz so soon. And Stephen Wright, is probably best as a starter than he is at, coming out of the bullpen. So, I don't know. Kelly to the bullpen, maybe? I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. Maybe they won't do anything and put Kelly and Rodriguez in the bullpen. I don't know. But that would certainly be an awesome bullpen. And that would certainly give Boston the edge as far as pitching is concerned. But we got Sean O'Sullivan pitching tonight, and his first outing wasn't that bad either. Everybody's saying that he'll probably go back down to the minors when either Kelly or Erod gets activated. But who knows? Maybe he might win a bullpen spot. Things just look good. And if you want to look even further down the road, someone was checking out, and he's not a Boston person or involved in the franchise. And he was talking about all the talent that the Red Sox have at the Class A level with Moncada and Benintendi and a few other names that escaped me. Three or four guys down there who looked at, they're ready to move up to Double A. So, we'll see what happens. We'll just wait and see because things look like they're going very, very well so far as far as the Red Sox are concerned. Looks like it's going to be a great summer and maybe some more great summers ahead. 4:36 is the WMFO time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, May 15th, 2016 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the conversation, you just have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. I'll be back.
Hi, I'm Amy.
And I'm Emily. We're the Indigo Girls.
If you're like us, you know that we need to protect our planet. Honor. The CD is more than just a compilation of music. It's a musical prayer in honor of the Earth.
Hi, I'm Emily.
And I'm Amy.
We're the Indigo Girls, and we're proud to join our friends who performed on the Honor CD. Toad the Wet Sprocket, Soul Asylum, Jane Sibbery, John Trudell, Ula Lee, Bonnie Raitt, and countless others who helped us out on this very important project.
This is powerful and brave music with a message that will inspire you.
The original peoples of these lands have stood in honor of the earth, just as their ancestors have done for generations. And we are proud to be able to stand with them, and we hope you will too.
Join the Honor the Earth campaign. Call 1-800-EARTH-07 or check us out on the World Wide Web at honorearth.com.
Thank you so much.
And the message brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:41 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm here with Donnie Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the conversation. You just have to give me a call, 617-627-3800, 617-627-3800. 3800. Okay, for all you hockey fans out there, I apologize. I totally ignored the fact that there is still another series going on. Tampa defeated the Penguins 3-1 on Friday night. And so that series is still going full blast, with Tampa leading that one 1-0, but they lost their goaltender early in the game, their number one goaltender. The other guy came in and played very well as also. So the Blues and the Sharks are playing out west, and in the east, it's Tampa and the Penguins. I still like the Penguins. I think they proved to be the better team as they took down the Washington Capitals, who everyone thought was going to have a banner year. They had a banner season, but when it came to playoff time, it was choke, 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 I guess, actually. But they, you know, hey, that's the way it goes sometimes. And getting back to, where's my background music? Gotta have some background music here. There we go. And getting back to the Major League Baseball, the Red Sox and the Orioles seem to be, like I said, slightly pulling away in the American League East. Red Sox trailing the Orioles by a game. Orioles are 23-12. Red Sox are 23-14. Followed by Toronto, Tampa Bay, and New York Yankees. Out west, Chicago. In the Central Division, Chicago is leading Cleveland, and the rest of the guys, even with all that power in Detroit, having problems. I guess Detroit's having problems with their pitching. West, Seattle and Texas seem to be the class right now, with Oakland, Houston, and L.A. in the rear, way in the rear. In National League East, Washington, I'm surprised, National League East is pretty tight. Washington, New York, Philadelphia, and Miami are all battling it out, with Atlanta way back. In the Central Division in the National League, Chicago Cubs, like I said, red hot, best record in Major League Baseball, 27-8. Can you believe that? Is this the year of the Cubs or what? With St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Milwaukee, and Cincinnati bringing up the rear. Out west, anybody's ball game out there? L.A. Dodgers, San Francisco Giants, Colorado Rockies, Arizona D-backs, and San Diego even. You can throw a handkerchief over all of them and cover them all up. So, you know, anything can happen as far as... that is that section of Major League Baseball is concerned. Okay, 4:45 here on WMFO, Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial. We're on the internet as well, www.wmfo.org, multicasting and iTunes.com, radio and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, May the 15th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Let's get back to the NBA and the Celtics and the draft. Still have no clue about who the Celtics are going to draft. But it would be nice if they got, I think, Ben Simmons, power forward from LSU. Even though he didn't have a fantastic year, the guy is a scorer. He can score. He's a good rebounder. He can play defense, and he passes the ball. And he, to me, is a young LeBron James. And I don't know how he can pass up somebody like that. But here again, when you get down to the number two guy, Brandon Ingram, who plays small forward at Duke, he, to me, is like a clone of Kevin Durant. He's about 6'10", but he's thin as a rail. Probably a little over 220 pounds, if that much. But, hey, he's going to fill out. And he passes the ball really well. Good defender for his size. But here again, he was defending small forwards and playing a lot of zone in college. So that obviously, you know, didn't give you a great upside. But, hey, Kevin Durant was thin as a rail when he came into the league. And look at him now. And so, therefore, hit those weights. Get those milkshakes. Protein drinks. And Tom Brady's avocado ice cream. Whatever it takes. And pack on those pounds. And, hey, if you want to dream, since, all the dreaming was the possibility that the Celtics were going to be able to lure Kevin Durant. Doesn't look that way because of the way the Thunder played. If they'd gone out early, maybe he might have been lured to go elsewhere. But it looks like now that he's going to stay, I would say he would stay with Oklahoma, since Oklahoma is still in the playoffs. And who knows how far they can go against Golden State, the world champion Golden State Warriors. Even though I'm picking the Warriors in that one. So, if you really want to dream, hopefully it would be nice if the Celtics could get Ben Simmons, Brandon Ingram, and Buddy Hield. How about that for a great draft? How about that for a great dream? But that is more likely than the Celtics luring Durant. And there aren't any really exceptional free agents coming out in the areas where we need help, which is among our big men. I would just like to see the Celtics play Zeller more, because in the few times that he did get a chance to play, he, did some work. There were other times, and it's not easy coming off the bench one day and play and then not play for two or three days and then getting right back, trying to get back to that same level of play. It's difficult. And Amir Johnson had a decent year, played with plantar fasciitis, fasciitis, however you pronounce it. And so therefore we don't know how much of an improvement he could have made to the ball club. Jared Sullinger still had the weight problem. Best rebounder in the club, however. He certainly can box out with that big body. And I'd like to keep him on the bench, coming off the bench. He would be a great backup, providing we have, someone else playing center that we could count on for some points as well as for some defense. Other people coming out: Jamal Murray, a point guard from Kentucky. Chris Dunn, a point guard from Providence. Dragan Bender, a power forward from Croatia. Maybe he's got it. Maybe he doesn't. I don't know. But playing over there, it's hard for me to get a pick. Porzingis came out, but he's a little older here. And he had a decent year. He tailed off as well. The rigors of the NBA schedule will do that to you. And then other people, Henry Ellenson, power forward from Marquette. Then there's Marquise Chris, a power forward from Washington. None of these guys I've seen play. Then there's Jacob Poelty, a center from Utah. Jaylen Brown, no relation, small forward from California. Scal Labissiere. Now, if we can't get healed with our numbers, with our third pick, hey, I'll take Scal. Scal is like a Brandon Ingram. He's probably even thinner, but he's 7 feet already, and put on the pounds. Maybe 2 or 3 years down the road, he could be exactly what we need. Domantas Sabonis, power forward from Gonzaga. I don't think he's his father. When I say that, his father played for Portland, a very good center, but not sensational. Denzel Valentine, small forward from Michigan State. A good pickup, provided we got somebody bigger, like Simmons and Ingram, earlier in the draft. And then there's Devontae Davis, a power forward from Michigan State also. Anyway, I think that the Celtics are going to do really well in the draft. Free agents, like I said, Kevin Durant with the big name, Al Horford, and Jeff Teague, I believe, are free agents from, unrestricted free agents from Atlanta. Harrison Barnes, but they sort of replicate what we already have, so I'm not that keen on any of them. Let's hold on to our money. If we have max money, 2 max contracts we can give out, who knows, maybe next year will be the year we could lure someone else. Horford did surprise me, though, with his outside shooting, so maybe he might be somebody that I might consider, depending on what we do in the draft. It's 4:53 here on WMFO. This is Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial, on the internet as well, www.wmfo.org. And we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. On this Sunday, May the 15th, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, coming to you from 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio on the internet, www.wmfo.org. And we also multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5 FM.org. I'll be back. Thank you.
No time now.
I'm cleaning the fish tank.
You can always come up with an excuse for not visiting longtermcare.gov.
Gotta go. Yoga class starts in 10.
Oh, I forgot. Game night.
Perfectly understandable, since going to longtermcare.gov means you actually acknowledge that one day you will be, dare we say it, old.
Hey, do you see any crow's feet on this face? I don't.
And 70% of older Americans will need some form of long-term care services as they age. If you're 50 plus, time to create your strategy for aging so you can stay in charge.
Well, you know, 50 is the new 30.
Sure. Longtermcare.gov makes it easier to figure out where you want to live, who will care for you, and the newest ways to cover the costs. Longtermcare.gov. Find your own path forward. Hey, is that a new gray hair?
Where?
And the message is brought to you by friends here at WMFO, Sons of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:58 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. So I have a little bit of time to talk about the Patriots in the National Football League. And I don't think so. Well, one good thing, I lamented last Sunday that the Patriots had cut Joey Lucefa, but they brought him right back. He cleared waivers, I guess, and since no one picked him up, they picked him up right back up, I guess, at a lower cost, because I think the reason they dropped him was because they wanted to sign a few of their new draft picks, and they have some others other than the ones that they drafted, some free agents who were not drafted, who they added on as well. And so I guess that's the reason for the Joey's cut, and Joey's back. Joey, to me, is the nearest thing to LeGarrette Blount that we have in the roster, so therefore I was surprised that they were going to let him go, but he's back in the fold, and so look forward to good things from Joey Lucefa in this coming year. Okay, time to put the wraps on this edition of the Brown Perspective on Sports. I invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way sometime a little bit after 5 a.m. as we bring you our special Pentecost Sunday multicast this year coming your way. So don't you miss that. We have great gospel music heading your way from 5 until 8 a.m. So until next time, this is your host, Don.